Sheriff William Hansel held a press conference today, June 29th, on the continued investigation into Miranda's rescue. Here are some highlights from the sheriff's remarks today.
June 23rd, 2026, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Major Crimes Division completed a second search warrant operation and follow-up investigation at Miranda's rescue. That search warrant authorized the Sheriff's Office to search the grounds, buildings associated with Miranda's rescue for evidence related to animal cruelty and fraud. This included the excavation of open fields for evidence for deceased dogs believed to be buried in mass graves. During the excavation, investigators uncovered 117 intact canine remains from two separate dig sites. There were two holes, distinct holes. We excavated 117 dogs out of those two holes. The deepest was about 12 to 15 feet deep. The dogs were layered. You can tell that there was different times that the various dogs were put in. And according to our timeline through evidence, it was determined that the dogs were buried here sometime after January, between January and April 2026. 70 of the dogs were x-rayed on site, and many of those dogs showed evidence of bullet fragments. In total, 91 microchips were recovered from the scene. Six were recovered from the loose dirt area where the bones were discovered. That's where the 29 canine skulls and hundreds of dog bones were discovered. The six loose microchips were also discovered in there. And 85 of the microchips were scanned from those 117 intact dogs. Many of those microchips trace back to shelters and rescue facilities throughout the state. I have our analysts currently working and reviewing that data obtained by those microchips, and we're working to link up our investigators with those previous owners of those dogs.
And is there any update on the kind of charity aspect of this? Like, have there been violations of the nonprofit status by Shannon Miranda? Like, what is that aspect of the kind of more paperwork side of the investigation?
So this is still an active fraud investigation as well. We're looking at all aspects of this case to determine what applicable laws could have been broken. It is going to be up to our investigation team to review all those different records, and then at the conclusion of the investigation, present that evidence to our prosecution team to see if there's any violation of the law.
Is Shannon Miranda required to check in with the sheriff's office? Are his movements restricted in any way at this time?
Not at all. He is a free citizen, free to move, and he's voluntarily checking in with our people 3 days a week.
You stated that you've dug in two spots on that area. Are you planning on digging in other locations, or are you done?
So we spent 3 days looking there, and as we go back, so on this parcel, so what we did is we excavated in various locations of this parcel, and we dug basic potholes, essentially, looking for when there was anomalies in the soil. We dug in those areas, and there was a couple different spots where we found bones in different areas of this property. Other spots where we found more mass grave, but the animals were in advanced stages of decomposition. And at that point in time, it didn't serve any evidentiary value to remove those animals from that location, because essentially we couldn't make a determination at that point in time, based upon the severe decomposition of those animals. That location was on the north end of the property, in this little area right here. So at this point in time, we don't have any plans to returning to the property. But that could change if evidence, if there's something that, comes forward. We could ask the judge for another search warrant and go out there to excavate. We were there, for 3 days. We had experts there for 3 days performing a lot of intense work. Like I said, this was a pretty horrific situation, and our people and everyone involved did some tremendous work working around these conditions.
And in terms of the microchip process of identifying the animals and then potentially connecting them with people, community members who have said that they surrendered dogs there, is that part of the process you're currently involved in, or will you kind of hold off on that until the investigation is further along?
So that is going to be the next stage in the investigation is we're going to try and link up the microchip data with the previous owners, with our investigators. So over the next week or two, people that do have animals that were transferred to Miranda's Rescue in the past year could be receiving a phone call from us. And so at that point in time, we'll be asking some specific questions surrounding that adoption.
I was wondering if you could speak any more to the bar and kill zone and what that
sure.
looked like. You know, where did you find the 600 callers? Were they all together? Were there name tags? Why do you think he might have kept them?
So I'm not going to speculate as far as why I think he kept them, but this is the barn facility where the callers were located. This is the barn where he supposedly has quarantined the animals that were coming onto his rescue. And this is also the area where we have evidence to show that the euthanasia occurred. We found spent shell casings, we found 22 rounds, as well as the 22 rifle was also located there, as well as blood spatter, and the collars were located at that location.
Could the investigation lead to looking into whether the shelters that sent the dogs to the rescue knew about the alleged activity happening there?
That's going to be a part of our investigation. We want to know what the expectation was for the people sending the dogs to Miranda's Rescue. That's going to be very important for us to know what the expectation was, what the MOUs, what the contract states. Many of these larger agencies do have contracts that say some specific things about how the animal should be cared for. And so we will be looking at that, but there's also going to be agreements, handshakes. There's going to be emails, conversations that people had that are pertinent to this case.
Do you speak to that complexity of charging someone for killing dogs?
I mean, this is a case that's, you know, has brought a lot of shock to some people, because people say, you know, you shouldn't be allowed to shoot a dog. And the state law says you can shoot a dog, right? And you just can't do it in a malicious manner. That's what the law says. And so, you know, generally malicious, you know, means in the law that we have to prove is that they intentionally did the wrongful act or acted with an unlawful intent to disturb, defraud, annoy, or injure someone else, okay? That's malicious when it comes to the law in 597, animal cruelty here in California. So we have to prove whether or not someone tortured, wounded, or killed a living animal, and the defendant acted maliciously and intentionally. So those are the rules. So those are the things that we have to prove animal cruelty charges. So shooting an animal, in and of itself, is not animal cruelty.
So critics of Shannon Miranda have said for years that they've sent complaints to the sheriff, but nothing was done. Can you explain why it takes so long to pursue a criminal investigation?
Sure. There could be allegations about someone, you know, being made, but without concrete evidence, we cannot act on those things. It's one of the things that I mentioned from the very beginning, is that there's a lot of rumors, a lot of speculation, and so when people provide that information to the sheriff's office, we have to ask, what evidence do you have that proves that allegation? And so that's what we have to act on. We have to act on evidence. We have to act on firsthand knowledge, something witnessed. And so we are moving through a lot of the previous complaints that have been made to assure that there weren't things that we missed, things that's you know, had been previously investigated, or maybe there's an allegation that they didn't have evidence to prove at the time, that may be very relevant here today. And so we are contacting those previous people and seeing what they know and seeing how it links up with our current investigation.
That was audio from today's press conference with Sheriff William Hansel on the Miranda's Rescue investigation. We'll keep the updates coming as the Miranda's Rescue situation and investigation continues.